we're going to try that high note.
No. Although I probably can hit it better than I'd like to admit.
You weren't doing too bad there. For men our sizes.
Men of my clearly masculine fortitude.
For men of my rockish like stature.
Let me just start doing push-ups now. Mikey, am I doing push-ups or moving the earth? I can't tell. It's beckoning to my call.
Like baller turns on, you're like, is my TV off and I'm just seeing the reflection of myself?
That's ridiculous. I don't remember being that tan, but clearly it must be. Because what other dude's as ripped as that?
Why am I wearing a suit? Oh, well. Might as well go.
Doesn't look like I am, but, well, must be me. How goes it, brother?
Good. I was preparing myself for the Buckaroo Banzai theme song, but I guess that was just a one-time thing.
I think we should mix it up. Different songs to open it up.
We still don't have a theme song.
But that's why I think that's part of the Larios appeal right now, is we don't have a theme. We open each week, different kitschy theme songs.
I'm down with that, but we still need a picture for iTunes.
I think I'm actually... Look, no promises. But this weekend, when this episode goes up...
Prepare to have your heart broken.
There may be, because I think I'm going to take that photo of us with the capybara and just put bad. Super Larios Brothers up in the corner where there's blank space, and that'll be a podcast logo.
That'd be
at least until I finally just pay somebody to make something better. Like, I'm just like, can you just make it, like, draw us this cartoonish Super Mario Brothers just or something?
Do you guys have a picture for me to go off? No, we don't.
Absolutely not. Then there never will be one.
Were you bummed when my friends like post on that picture? They're like, is that Larios' brother, Larios?
Well, there is one of your friends who like, we never even, oh no, you did eventually get it, but it was one guy like, are you guys twins? Like, is this Photoshopped? Are there two of you?
Yeah, and he's met you. That was that Drew guy that was here one time.
I definitely could not pick him out. Look, I know like
of the two of guys that were here playing video games all weekend.
Okay.
So
I know Tyler.
He was the shorter one.
I hear that one. That one's name a lot, but yeah, no. I mean, I suppose we do look a lot alike, especially when we both have like similar hairstyles.
And yeah,
we both have the full
hair going on right now. Yeah, we both have.
It's definitely like working against us, trying to like maintain like that non-Phil and Lil level of independence.
The only difference,
which I'm Phil, definitely calling it nose goes.
I'll do the bow, which is because I do a 2 on the clippers and you do a 1. I guess that's the only
difference. I shave my. Also, not to like get us into that point, since we've clearly both been doing it, really should come up with a better strategy than let's just let hair pile up on the floor until one of us is like, this is filthy.
I was going to sweep it up before the furniture guy comes.
I sweeped it up once, and then like I was like, good, finally got this under control. Came back down like the next day, and it was like just hair fucking apocalypse over there. I was like, good lord.
We're going to make a doll, right?
We're going to make a statue that, like, of Sean Toon that just hangs around our house, like, so he could be here in spirit.
It's going to be rigged to the door, so if when you put your key in, if you don't put it in the right way, that just springs out like, rah, 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 rah.
Oh, like, oh my god. I should not have done this when I was drunk.
That's woof.
This was a bad plan.
I don't even have a key.
I really just wanted to get the lawnmower inside. I did not need this.
Yikes. Monday morning, PU.
Oh, what a day.
Bad news bears, huh? All right, everyone.
Anyway, good job, team. Let's go to bed. No, you just... have to go to work. No.
Not just to wind this back up and put it in the closet so it goes off when Christopher shows up.
Yeah, I'm like, now I just lock to make sure it stays clear. I don't have a key.
It's raping me!
Hair monster, no!
Again!
Hair Sean, no! Please! So what's new? What's going on with your brother? Besides driving around like you're 50 Cent.
Yeah, that car is ridiculous, isn't it? I'm getting the Hyundai back tomorrow.
Like, if you can't, you don't see our cars, obviously. A lot of people listening don't know your car, but basically you went from having like a pretty standard... like Hyundai, you know,
Hyundai Elantra, yeah,
pretty standard car, to having really what I can only describe as 50 Cent's car. It's like this giant black Hummer,
the Tony Soprano car a lot, or yeah. You'd see a lot like Chris and Snoop had like something, maybe even a little small, like a little less gauche to drive around.
There's a little more extravagant than that. I definitely, like, if you put rims on it, I would assume a rapper, I'd come, not a raptor, that'd be terrifying.
All these short hands! I don't have insurance!
I can't drive with these!
Just like a raptor screaming out the window.
Just the head hanging out. I'm like, that is terrifying.
I'm not helping him.
Yeah, you go down. progress. You go away from
us. I hope you die, whatever you do. I don't say that often, but...
Yeah. You're going towards Uncle Tom's house? He'll have to take that risk.
I don't have time to text him. Yeah.
I'm so tired. I'm just going to watch this episode of Ballers and go to bed.
And I'm not going to be able to get away with just one text, like Raptor hidden away. There's going to be questions.
Yeah, Raptor's coming, and then I'm just turning off my phone.
What do you mean? Like, I can't Toronto do all this for you. What are you, 50? Figure it the fuck out, Uncle Tom.
Toronto Raptors are playing? I don't care about their games. Like, he got the message.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. Trust me, when he sees that, he'll know exactly what the text was.
He'll go inside and lock the door. If he has time. I don't know.
I could have put Raptor in a car. Maybe that would have...
Yeah, Raptor driving your way. Whatever.
I'm not going to beat myself up over this. You only live once. YOLO. Good luck, Uncle Tom. I say in my head, but I don't text.
Yeah. I definitely could follow that up, but I won't. And I could definitely text at least one more member of that family just in case Uncle Tom's phone's like out of power. He isn't looking at it for a little bit.
Posting it on Facebook. I could probably tag Tommy or John.
Yeah,
Boy.
I don't have either of the twins on my Facebook wall. Or Aunt Debbie. Or Uncle Tom.
I don't think
John
Jack,
Boy doesn't
I don't know if Jack much. Is on Facebook. I am friends with Diane.
I feel like he is. I thought he had like a Sonic the Hedgehog as his icon.
Oh, maybe he is. If he is, I'm not friends with him. I am friends with Diane.
You guys talk a lot?
All the time.
Your, what, 10, 12-year younger niece? Or not niece.
Cousin. How much younger? What are they, like 4 years younger than you? 5 years younger?
I think they're younger. I think they were younger than that. I thought they were Allie's age, and Allie's 10 years younger.
What are they, 16?
They're the same age as Allie.
17?
Yeah, so I guess 17 then.
So I'm 33, so it's going more than 15. But let's not do the math. Who's got
That's time? Actually 16. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty close.
I was going to say they don't remember a time without cell phones, and I remember who their cheap-ass dad was. So yeah. I was like, oh, they're still in that.
I'm
probably.
Sure they still don't know what a cell phone
They is. Probably have like a 2-for-1 pager defound somewhere at Radio Shack the day before they went under.
Oh, man. We have to tell this story. Maybe it's not the most flattering Uncle Tom story, but it is a Larios classic.
Now that he's out of the woods, I feel okay telling it.
So... For those of you who don't know, our mom had a stroke a while back. It was a pretty tough time. It was kind of like sudden on us. We were suddenly dealing with a lot of responsibility. Like, we have to take care of this family now.
I came back from New York, yeah.
Yeah, we all like joined together. And our Uncle Tom, very great guy, was like, I want to take you guys out to dinner and talk to you guys about some things, you know, regarding your mom and that situation. And when you say, like, someone invites you out to dinner, the notion in your mind's like, okay, well, they're paying, obviously.
And I'm unemployed. If I'm not unemployed, I'm working part-time at Dick's Sporting Goods, making like $100 a week.
Now, we know our Uncle Tom is notoriously frugal, as many members of our family on both sides are. But it was still of the idea, like, he's inviting us out for food. Like, he's inviting us out for dinner.
And pick the place. So yeah, definitely is like, you're paying.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was like, oh, where do you guys want to go? And then like, we were like, Progress Grill! And he's like, no. He's like, let's go to Friendly's. Let's get some food there. So we came under the idea that we were...
Knowing he probably has coupons.
Yeah. When we get there, he's like, so you guys have already eaten, right? And thank God, Terry, who for a while was known for going on dates solely for the free meal, was very quick to be like, no. And I, being as fat as I was like, no. You tried to save face, and you're like... Alright, I ate a little bit ago. And without, like, you didn't even finish your thought. Uncle Tom's like, okay, so you just want desserts?
It wasn't even like that. He was like, Mikey, did you eat? I was like, I had something 5 hours ago. He's like, so you're good. Like, I tried to leave the window open a little bit. Like, come on, my mom just stroked out on us. I want a grilled cheese sandwich. He's like, so you're fine. That's okay.
It's like, the express knowledge that...
Meanwhile, he doesn't go 2 hours without eating ever.
I was working at Target. Terry, I think, had the state job briefly.
Or PennDOT. Or not PennDOT, whatever the call center for PennDOT
yeah,
okay. was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was either there at the call center, and then, yeah, you said, you were unemployed or that.
Or
none of us, none of us were like, doing exceptionally well, but it was very quick. Like, you guys are
living in a house that's about to be evicted.
So, obviously me and Terry said that. So he's like, oh, all right, fuck. I'll give you guys a full meal. You were not given that same leniency.
No.
You got too chintzy with your answer, and he locked you in with what we found out was probably his grand plan all along. He had a coupon for like buy one dessert, get one half off or free, something like that.
I wish I remembered to look at the date, like when it expired. I bet it was that day. Like if we'd be like, can we do this tomorrow? Like, no. Like, come on. Why put off this? We're family.
Yeah, we know. We do this now. And we and Terry got full meals. You went there. I mean, it was a good conversation. He did, you know, he had some good insight, but it was like a perfect.
And of the three of us, I'm the one that least likes dessert.
Yeah.
And oh, ice cream or anything.
I don't care for dessert. Yeah, it was definitely like you picking at it. Like, I think you got like the novelty like clown cone just because you're like.
I have no sweet tooth. Yeah, he probably like drooled because that was like a dollar cheaper because it's on the kids' menu. He's like, nice choice. Mwah.
Like patting you on the back.
Well done, sir. Yeah. You don't want that cherry, right?
He doesn't wait for you to answer. It's already in his mouth. You want a cherry.
He's like, just a. Quick question, waiter. Is it cheaper if I say light on the Reese's Pieces?
The clown doesn't need both eyes, does it? And really, can't we grasp from the mouth that it has a nose? It's kind of superfluous.
His nose is a little macabre, I prefer.
Look at this guy. You think he sees an M&M, a fucking Reese's Pieces and thinks of it in a nose?
He's got enough nose for all the ice cream cone heads here. Why don't you just...
In fact, can you just take the clown top off and stick it on the face like it's a nose so they can feel at home?
You know what? Just take that, put the ice cream to go. I'll take it home.
He's like, no.
To one of my hungry me's. I have kids. I'm sorry. I'm going to eat it in the parking lot on the way.
I hope Tommy's listening to this laughing as hard as we are, and he's not just sitting there like, you fucking
killer
dog that tried to kill my dad.
I guarantee he's got 100 stories of his dad's cheapness just like rolling his eyes. Every party we ever had that they'd show up to and like eat like 2/3 of the food there within 10 minutes.
Oh, it was. Like, because I've actually started to think about this. I've been sadly going through like a midlife crisis now where I'm like, oh man, we're kind of reaching the age that like, I mean, more specifically you and Terry are reaching that, but I'm not far behind it. We're reaching the age that our uncles and what we're kind of getting to when we used to have those like big family get-togethers.
Yeah. Like mid-30s.
Yeah, mid-30s. You know, it's definitely some of the younger ones were around there. Early 40s, I guess, for like maybe like mom.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh man, whenever we'd have those, grandma would hold them. The Toon family, the Tom Toons, would just, they'd pick out. It was very clearly like, this food's free.
Yeah.
You help yourselves. And you know when they return home and they get pizza, it's like one slice. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would blush.
It's the opposite of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pirate pizza party, where it's like, come hungry, everyone. Can we have breakfast today? No, we're having pizza at 7.
But if they go home and have that same pizza party, it's the they make the Tampa Bay blush.
Yeah, like, you don't need all those pepperonis. I'll just pick some of those up.
I'll pick some of those. I'll make a sandwich out of it
for later for Tuesday.
To grandma's next party.
Yeah, mom used to always say, like, make sure, like, she'd used to harangue, especially Terry, because Terry would sometimes get there and not eat right away. She'd be like, make sure you eat before Uncle Tom's pack shows up.
They would. They were, you know, not to, like, make it sound like they were ravenous beasts, but, I mean, those
I mean, we all grew up to be pretty big people, so, like, there's no, I think they're both, like, I mean, Tommy, John Boy are both 6 foot at least. I think Jack's close
to it.
I mean,
if you were going
to
think one of us is The Rock, it's definitely Tommy at this point.
Yeah, that sucks. I was really hoping. Because I feel like a couple years ago, he wasn't in bad shape, but he was kind of like, just like, oh, there we go. He lifts occasionally. And now he's just like skyrocketed.
Now he just makes the rest of us look like goober. I mean, he's a gym teacher of any of us. He's definitely the one who should have the best physique. But
I tell you, when I saw him at the grocery store on, it's like 4th of July, he was in like a
You're like, blue. Nice pecs, cuz.
Yeah, look at those shits just sweet. Popping. That body's righteous.
Sweet caboose, cuz.
And I saw he was like in a blue tank top that could have been painted on. And I was like, he's like making his way over. We're in the fruit section, ironically. Or not so ironically. And I was like, so what's up? Magic Mike tryouts going on?
He's like, no, I thought those were at Cairns. Is that not here at Giant?
He went along right with it, but I was like, man, it's really showing off the goods, huh?
Yeah, he definitely. There's no shyness about it. You never see him like wearing like a baggy Allen Iverson throwback jersey or anything like that. It's definitely like, no, here I am.
A t-shirt that's like, ask me if I work out.
Yeah. Like, he tickets to the gun show with no sleeves. It's like, Tommy, it's November. He's like, well, oh, I know.
He's like popping pecs the entire time, like, da 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 damn.
Dancing his way down the hall. I'm like, Tommy, you juggling watermelons with your pecs? Da, 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 da.
Is that the song Homer does when he's like daydreaming in the mirror? Like,
yes.
Just like 10 signs you're an alcoholic. Like, you fantasize a lot. He's like, nope. This is like just peck bouncing like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his heyday.
Oh, man. But, yeah, no, the tunes were, it was Uncle Tom, you know, Big Ear himself. And then he had two boys, right, you know, right after that. And I'm sure once Jackson got of age, that same situation applied.
It was just monsters.
It was very much like you get your food.
And it was the one thing, like, even, like, you know, we all hit those teenage years where we're like, oh, these family functions suck. But they'd still show up and eat a goddamn lot. That never died down.
I always liked them. I always, like, wish we could have had, like, one final one or something like that. One, like, send-off one.
It'd have been nice, like, one last...
Like, because you're never aware of your last anything, you know?
No, I'm sure it was, like, some random time where Uncle Mike was in town. We just didn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. Probably, if I had to guess, maybe like I was 16 or 15.
So I'm like, it was always fun though. You can go back in the backyard. Grandma
Mom peeing in the sink.
I'm like, Mom, please.
We're doing a podcast.
We have a toilet. Use the bathroom sink. The kitchen sink. It's right on top of us.
Use Christopher's sink.
Yeah. Wait, I don't have a sink.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Like 20 minutes later in the podcast. Wait a minute. I don't have a sink.
I don't have a sink. I have a laptop.
So about this? Oh no, we used to go back in Grandma's yard, and she used to have, I don't even know what you call it. It's like they were gloves, like not gloves, they're like plastic cradles, and you'd have like a tennis ball.
Oh yeah, like swing. Lacrosse, like kind of handheld lacrosse.
I know there's a name for Scoops. It too. It's not highlights, is it?
Highlight is one of those. I mean, the highlights, those are like those circular ones, but it's essentially the same principle to catch the ball and then be able to like propel it back immediately.
Fling it back. Oh, those being good games.
They were kind of fun. The Velcro pads, but they sucked after like a couple years because the Velcro didn't work. You really had to just like sit there like a foot away and be like, and it still would like 50-50.
Yeah, it would like hang, and then if you didn't get it right off, it would just fall over.
And then it's like, oh, that defeats the... Why don't I just use a catcher's mitt?
Why don't I just play catch with myself? It's like, your dad never taught you!
Yeah, damn it, you beat me to it. Grandma screaming out the window, because you catch like a fern!
You big queen! My grandma.
Stop. Why do I buy baseball bats for penguins while I'm just buying useless sporting goods?
Why don't I just buy some more girl dolls for you? I miscounted my male to female grandkids count. My grandma, no. I'm a big strong man.
Thank God for Scott and my next oldest male. And quick pan over to Corey. Like playing with like children in a tea house.
Sean! Going
my next oldest grandson, Cornwall. Oh God, he's like making like he's like in the Easy Bake Oven. Like, when you had this wig,
I've heard comments of people who are like, it's funny. I have no idea who you guys are talking about though, because I don't know your family. Because we do have people listen who aren't like, you know, in the family. Or
I would hope
that
would make six people listening if it's just the family.
No, we get more than that. A couple hundred each thus far.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for something I don't really advertise like super hard. But, so, like, a little clarification, I guess. No, we explained Core last time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So they got it. Now they know Core.
And I think we were like, let's save most of it for...
Yeah, when whenever Sean is. Yeah, I texted him. He sounds like he's going to try to, but it's that ever fateful moment where you ask him, like, so, you got a date in mind? And you get nothing
back. We've just been texting back quotes. I'll get back to him. I was like, look, it's got to be before Thanksgiving, because after that, I'll be fucked. I'm not going to be able to get any time off.
Yeah. And even then, it's just like, do you even want to come here during the worst months of the season? Like, when it's cold and shitty? Look, I'm sure your house isn't, like, well-insulated. Our house is going to be less enjoyable. I almost guarantee it.
And the basement will be the new hangout spot. No smoking weed upstairs, buddy.
Yeah. You big loaf boosh. Scotia, stop butt scooting.
I feel like people don't really need to know who all these people are. Like, they're just cousins. Everyone's got, like, weird cousins. And...
Well, in the context of just establishing a little bit about...
Corey, maybe you need kind of...
Yeah, you're like, all right, look, we don't think he's, like, anything weird, but if you were to ask, if you were to put money on any of us being, like, a weirdo, it would be him. I'm not going to define what weirdo is. You could put it in your own parlances. Just know he was the one who posted up that picture of, like, this is beauty. And both of them were clearly 14-year-old-ish girls.
I'm 92% sure he's not a sexual predator of any kind.
But I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it's never possible.
I was 94% sure about Michael Jackson, so that's... I was 97% sure about Bill Cosby until about a month,
put it this
two
way.
Weeks ago.
He's the only person I know who's ever favorited chicks in tight yoga pants on, like, Facebook, knowing full well that was going to pop up in people's feeds.
Oh, your buddy Ed.
My buddy Ed?
Well, the guy you work with that I knew from high school.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, do you see the shit he posts on?
I'm not friends with him.
It's just, like, gigantic girls' asses. All day, Christopher.
No, I have not caught that.
I'll have to show you at some point. Let me...
What do I do? Here's your next copy of Gigantic Asses.
It's mostly... For the man whose porn addiction kept me alive in those... Oh, fuck. Don't you hate that when you start a Simpsons quote and you realize, like, I don't know it as well as I think,
like,
I do.
I thought I got it.
And I'm bumbling through it and ruining it.
I'm butchering Conan O'Brien's brilliant work.
I assume.
Yeah, I assume he wrote all the greatest lines.
Up through seasons 12. Yeah. And then came back for, like, the X-Files episode.
Yeah, even though he wasn't around, I think, past episodes, or, like,
for
season
6 or something. Yeah.
He had a job at that point, but... So, in the meantime, though... A couple of interesting things pop out. Did you hear that the Arizona Cardinals have hired the first female coach in NFL history?
I tried to give a shit. I really did.
I sat there like...
I haven't heard much about the Cardinals. Are they not very good? Or
No, they were actually really good last year. They were, I think, 10-6.
What happened to their coach?
Oh, God, I'm trying. I think it was Bruce Arians, wasn't it? I have to remember. I'm not as 100%... great with
so now I feel like I'm gonna look bad because it's like all family stuff, like
here's a picture of my kid, a lot of Dragon Ball, a lot of Naruto stuff, a lot of anime. Are these all Ed or
definitely
okay,
he's got minions set.
I love my family. You're really looking like a heel here. Boxing fight, a picture of a baby cougar. You're a monster. You're a big fat monster. Maybe how dare you besmirch
it. Did he clean it up? What's going on here? Did I imagine all that?
Did I just imagine
it? Oh, it's a cat that got made to look like Pikachu.
Okay. So yeah, Bruce Arians still the head coach. Sorry, this woman, Jen Walter, is a training camp coaching intern. I thought they made her a head coach. They made a really big deal about that, if that's all it is. Basically, she's an intern, so she's not a full head coach.
Okay.
She's like a part of their coaching staff then. I was wondering, I was like, it's Bruce Arians, isn't it? They were pretty good last year. Why would they have gotten rid of him? But you don't have my opinions on it?
Well, I don't care about football. If I cared about football, I would definitely look into it more. Mm. I mean, I'd go ladies, I guess.
Go get them, girls.
Yeah.
Do you think, would you...
Because there's the one chick... What, coach of the Spurs? Some NBA team has a female coach. I feel like it's the Spurs. San Antonio. I could be
that
wrong.
Was a pretty high-profile team. I think that would make...
Like, maybe it's not the Spurs.
Let's see. First female NBA coach. Player. That's ridiculous. They have their own league.
What are we letting?
Kings hire... Oh, plan to hire Nancy Lieberman. Spurs make... Oh, she's assistant coach. She's not a head coach.
So either. They're still not...
Okay. So they're still not making it quite in. But they're making a big deal.
Ed's making me look so shitty. It's like pictures of ice cream.
Yeah, you're really a monster.
I swear to God, it was just like the most... I mean, the guy just put... Wow, he must have cleaned it up or something. Oh, is that a...
Okay.
Well, that's kind of...
I mean, it's a novelty it's a cake of some kind that looks like a penis shooting out. Look, that's hilarious. That's not even gross.
That's about to be my wallpaper.
That's about to be my phone screen lock.
I'm going
to
make that my background, and I'm going to say tomorrow's my birthday. And be upset when Dad falls for it. This time of year already, happy birthday, kiddo.
Like, I'm 33. How dare you?
Fuck it.
Yeah, no, you really look
I bad. Swear to God, it was just like...
Okay, no, sure.
It was something called, like, boss ladies, which was just, like, chicks with artificial butts, where it's, like, someone just injected, like, instead of fake tits, they just had giant silicone asses.
Besmirching Ed's good name. How dare you?
It's... cease and desist papers. What's this about?
When I get back to the
Keystone. I didn't even use your last name.
When I go back to the Keystone one day, I'm going to be like, Ed, you wouldn't believe the heel move my brother did on you.
Oh, because I switched him to my PG one.
Let me show you. I don't know why he's talking as black as that. Like, let me show you my real one. Like, he's Jacob from Mass Effect 3.
This is what I want every day. Can I buy you a drink, Shepard? We get out of here, y'all?
Yeah, let's go. The San Antonio Spurs hired Haman as an assistant head coach on Tuesday, making her the first full-time paid female assistant on an NBA coaching staff. No, I mean, the Arizona Cardinals thing, I thought she was a head coach, which was crazy news for me. Coaching intern, yeah, still good for them.
That's still good.
Do you think female players should be in the NFL?
No. They'd have to change the rules, because like women can't take hits like that.
Well, it's just a size thing. Like, it's just anatomical. Like, there's a few positions I feel they could play.
Kicker. Well, that's, besides kicker.
Besides the kicking and punting position, they could probably play like a good mean slot receiver, because those are usually smaller, faster players. But like any position other than that, like they couldn't ever be on the line. That's just not, like, you can't get as big as a guy can get. Like, you know, most of those are 300-pound guys, mostly muscle. You really, if you can even get that as a woman, you're probably in another sport altogether, like weightlifting.
It'll never happen in football. Well, and I don't think basketball either. Because I just think the height difference is... Yeah. I mean, there's some big chicks, but on average, they're not coming that big. And still, even, like, muscular-wise, they're never as big as, like, the Kobe's and the Shaq's.
Yeah.
Baseball, maybe it could happen. That might be the one, because there's not much contact in baseball. And there
really more of a
are women that are quicker.
Too.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, like, an individual one. It's not necessarily what one person has physically over you that determines that.
But I don't even know if women play baseball now in, like, college levels. Isn't it also, softball?
I was going to say, isn't it softball? I don't know.
But you think, like, they'd make the jump. Like, is it... That would be so embarrassing. Like, well, women just can't hit real pitches. Like, really?
We just
that's going to be a pretty big problem in baseball.
We just throw them all underhanded. Like, oh...
And you see people, and they're like, look at her just whip that. Like, it's underhanded. That's.
Let's see. Female Professional Baseball League.
Umpires. Yeah. And slutty umpires.
Yeah, slutty umpires. All-American Girls Professional Baseball. Let's see. And this might be actual professional baseball where we get into it, and they're like, underhand toss, ladies!
And they're in, like, bikinis eating, like, swallowing bananas during the halftime show. Oh, is this, like, the... Oh, wait, what's the name stand for?
It's All the American.
All-American Girls Professional Baseball. It's like the song from...
It's like, you make it up a song as you know.
It's
the real one.
It's from League of Their Own. At one point, they're all like singing a song. We're the American...
Yeah, so this league has not been...
Which is a great song, because it's like, we got the Irish and the Blacks, we got the Jews and Kikes and Knicks. It's like, what? No, it starts like Poles in Irish, but I was like, that should be great if it gets like really offensive. Like, and Spicks and Beaners and Kikes, we're one for all, we're all for one, except the Blacks. Like,
what a bad day to play my buddy's podcast at work. During a meeting with my boss. I don't know why I didn't mute it.
Who's black and Polish.
Oh, they're going to be offended. Yeah, apparently that league has not been in effect for a while.
I gathered by the black and white photo.
So they have not been, they're not doing current.
It can't be that, like, tickets. I did baseball in like grade school and gym class. I can't, it's like, is it that much harder to hit an overhand pitch over an underhand pitch that women can't play baseball in college?
I don't know. I wonder where that separation began. It had to happen at one point where someone made a distinction. But did it happen like 50 years ago when they were like, oh, and you can't, you know, work either? Like, was it just some like male?
No, they would have gotten rid of that by now, don't you think?
Would they? I mean, Mikey, we've just finally gotten our first female assistant, like, coaching staff interns in the NFL. Maybe.
There's still not one in baseball. Baseball is very old school, though.
Baseball's maybe that's literally... why. Maybe at one point they did say, like, look, we don't want women coming into our league. You gals, you skirts can go over and play your underhanded softball.
Hmm.
You're like, oh, dear.
I don't know. Maybe it's just... Also, I don't think there's a lot of new interest going in baseball. I heard something the other day, like, the average baseball fan is 52 years old.
Oh, I guarantee. I mean, like... When I was a kid, I remember baseball would have its, like, moment in the sun, but it was all football. And I'm sure even now, it's, like, football, basketball and hockey slightly gaining a little interest. But yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's like football, MMA. I think those are like the two main sports people MMA. Pay attention to.
I think college basketball might still rival MMA.
Yeah.
For that brief, for that like 3 month window, it's ridiculous. And I don't watch a second of it. But it's insane how many people are like, "Whoa, Notre Dame!" I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Do you want to, when March comes around, we both do March Madness rosters, and obviously neither of us will have any idea, so it'll be a completely arbitrary basis of which we pick teams.
I just pick because, like, I know, like, Kentucky, I've heard of you. Like,
I want us
Villanova,
to go,
I've heard of you. Like, St. Lourdes, that doesn't sound like a
I want school us that makes to it go very in, I want us to do two polls.
I'm just going to use Obama's. He does okay. Surprise, surprise.
I want us to do it, and we both have, like, arbitrary reasons for why one team gets over, like, you know, like, some people, it's like, oh, I pick based on team colors. I want it to be, like...
Obviously, a bear beats a lion.
You pick on mascots. I pick on, like, hotness level of their cheerleaders based off of what I type into Google.
I had Stanford going the whole way, because trees always knock everything over.
Yeah, nothing beats a tree. That's the sun. The Sanford Suns, you can't even hit a sun. They win.
Look at that.
Sun's going to outlive us all. When it dies, we die.
UCLA? Like, Mikey, I don't even think they do sports. It's...
You say they do.
They're UCLA, one, do they? What are they?
One, they're one of the biggest ones. I couldn't tell you what their team is.
All I know them from is, like, defending, like, those, like, no-win cases that they're, like, you know, they're all, like, pro-justice system. Like, we'll give anybody a shot. I wasn't even sure if they were, like, a college in the traditional sense.
Yeah, no, they're definitely in there. I mean, a lot of NFL players come from there. Usually a big top 14. This is where if Tommy's still listening to the podcast, he's like, you big queens.
He's screaming. Like,
I don't think he's screaming. And he's just like, I knew it. I knew they were total queens. Neither of them knew a dick about sports. The one who says he's a football fan thought fucking the girl coach got hired instead of Bruce Arians for a while. If he hadn't checked on Google, he would have gone to opening day, been like, where's that hot chick coach? Oh!
Thank God they stopped making out long enough to do a podcast.
Joke's on you, Tommy. We never stop. Oh, man. Do you want to throw anything out there, or I had something else I wanted to pull up?
We can do the emails, or if you want to wait.
All right, you do that. I'm going to pull up something in the meantime.
The emails are the two of us. Am I doing both of us?
Yeah, you're like, you do me in a manly voice.
Hey there, Christopher. How are you doing?
Hey, Mikey. I'm doing great.
I love winter. by the way, I guess we should mention this. This is not this week, but next week's Jon Stewart's last on Daily Show.
Oh fuck! You know, I was gonna watch more, and I haven't watched a single one this summer.
I'll definitely have to check out his final episode. Do you hope it also ends with him singing like fucking like an old song with Cookie Monster and a bunch of politicians? And, like, well, made up.
And Henry Kissinger.
And something, dude. And I don't know when I'll make out with you again.
No, that seemed like a one-time thing.
How do you go out like that? Because it's not even like, you know, like Letterman went out with like a top 10 and like, you know.
Conan's is still my favorite. I don't even know if that was the end. Was Surrender the end?
No.
Or was that just the last montage they showed?
It's the last montage. Right. That was Daddy's awesome. For like a show that was only on the air for like 6 months.
Didn't you feel like complete dog shit for every one of those scenes didn't see? Like,
I felt like, because especially when I was like, so many of those were great.
Conan, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to be there for 20 years.
I thought this is where you were always going to be. I thought I'd be telling my kids, like, no, you watch Conan. You're staying up till midnight so we can watch Conan. We're not going to the guests. He tries, but he can't make
it's
a fucking...
It's Cactus Chef playing We Didn't Start the Fire.
On a flute. But no, that's pretty rough. Seeing, like, because I actually have that saved, I think, on that computer down there. Like, the video of it.
Oh.
And then I have...
And I wasn't even that big a fan of that song either.
No, it's a good song, but then he ends it with that speech that's just like, oh, just heartbreaking.
Oh, the don't be better.
Yeah, he's like, one thing. Or don't be pessimistic. I want to implore you all, don't be cynical. I hate cynicism. It's my least favorite quality. You know, I got to do something amazing. He, like, starts choking up. Like, yeah. All this creativity. I'm like, no, Conan, why?
And it's like, that sucks. And he can do whatever he wants, but it's always going to be like that footnote. Like, hey, remember that guy that had the Tonight Show for 9 months?
Not even 6 months, I think. 7 months. Yeah, like.
I think it was 6 months and it was starting to go bad. And then it was already like, oh, this is getting heavy.
But yeah, like this blip in the fucking radar of The Tonight Show.
That's been my favorite goodbye so far, although I still need to watch Letterman's. Maybe I'll do that this weekend, finally catch his last show.
It's a good one.
Leno's I'm never going to watch.
No, who cares? Yeah, like, which one?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it the one before you fucked Conan O'Brien right in his Irish pooper and took the show back?
For like a year so you could pass it off to someone less talented, but I admit maybe I was a bit too harsh on, but still not that good.
You let Conan O'Brien run The Tonight Show for as long as it took you to roll off your pile of money and get to the bottom?
While you were doing another show for half of it anyway?
Oh, Conan O'Brien. Jay Leno pisses me off.
All right. Mitt Romney, the scientist, comes in. He's like, Mr. Larios, I have a time machine. There are 2 dates you can go back to. You can go back to... you know, 2011, 2012. You can save Conan O'Brien's show and it runs for another 20 years of great hysteria. Or you go back to September 10th, 2001, you stop 9/11. You get one pick. I don't know why he's German, but...
but how do I stop like, I'd almost have to kill Jay Leno. That's the only way he doesn't get pushed back in that show.
You go to...
because I can scream at NBC execs, like, don't put him on at 10 o'clock. It's never... they're not going to listen to me.
You go back, he gives you the ability, you go back and you basically, he gives you like a note from the future to Jay Leno and like he's like, you know, he doesn't believe you at first, but in the note, like stuff starts happening in Jay Leno's life. He's like, oh, this is real. And it's telling me that if I go back onto NBC, then my wife dies of butt cancer or something like that. He's like, I'll stay away.
Sounds pretty official. Sounds like a doctor's writing.
Sounds a
patootie cancer. I don't want her to get that.
Booty cancer. Oh no. I'm going to post this to Ed's wall. Picture of my wife's butt.
Pooper AIDS.
Oh, no. But you can save Conan's show another 20 years, or you stop 9/11.
That shouldn't be a tough question. It really
shouldn't. it should be very instant. You're like, I stopped 9/11.
Because I don't want to go too deep, but like, I don't know. It's hard to imagine. Because I feel like if 9/11 hadn't happened, it just would have happened later on, something else like that.
We've changed the course of history.
That we had our guard down for so long that it
failed. We were the hen. We were, you know, the peacock strutting our feathers around. Like, look at us with our big, pretty feathers and buildings that are still standing.
You know, like, definitely part of me thinks we needed some kind of, like, almost like Pearl Harbor. Like, we needed something to be like, wake the fuck up. Because, you know, it was just too easy.
I mean, Conan's a... comedic.
So is anyone going to find out about this? Is anyone going to know that I picked Conan O'Brien over 9/11 besides you?
No. You get when Mitt Romney sends you back, you back in like a Guy Fawkes mask, so you don't, like, no one knew. Jay Leno could be like, it was like some 6'5" white guy, kind of high pitched voice, big nose.
Giant nose poking out of the mask.
There wasn't enough of a nose in the Guy Fawkes mask. So that
sleeveless shirt
out.
With Larios tattoo, like, that was a poor costume decide.
Like, he offered you a coat. You don't know why you didn't take it.
You never wear sleeveless shirts, I don't know.
Know why you decided to be Tommy for a day. Yeah, no, nobody would know.
I'd probably have to do the stop 9/11. Just end up happening a week later anyway. And being like, fuck, I could have gotten Conan on the air for 10 minutes.
I could have kept Conan around.
Could have prevented Jimmy Fallon from pooping it up on The Tonight Show.
All right, let's turn the scales back a little bit. Same situation, you can go back, you can get Conan, you know, save that show another 20 years. Or, I'm
trying to think. Or you can kill Jay Leno at the beginning. Letterman gets The Tonight Show, Conan follows him. Letterman retires and stays retired like a goddamn gentleman, and Conan inherits the show.
They don't have the technology to go back that far.
Oh.
It's only like... Mitt Romney's like, we can only go back to like the early 2000s-ish.
I ran out of money. I'm sorry.
I kept paying you guys to eat your sister's pug and ran out of funds eventually.
Some poor investments there.
I spent a lot on being president. Even more on getting you guys to eat your sister's pug. Or...
as you're already eating her, like, no, not again.
Said, oh? Uh-oh. Sorry.
I always go head first. Because that one time I went ass first, it was a nightmare.
Oh, she pooped herself. That was a mistake. She
fought me the whole way.
I'm trying to think of like a mild celebrity death that you could like prevent like an accident.
What's the guy Amy from Winehouse. Fast and Furious?
Amy like, Winehouse. Man. Amy Winehouse. You can save Amy Winehouse. You come to her in like, you know, the same outfit, letter from the future. But this one warns her, like, if you don't get your shit together, you're going to die. And also, this, you know, like, this bouncer's going to...
Another one, she just would have died a month
later. No, a bouncer hangs around with her to make sure she gets her life on track. She changes, brother. Get some meds
in. And what's the other option?
Conan on the air for 20 years. Save Amy Winehouse, Conan on the air for 20 years.
I guess saving Amy Winehouse.
You're a monster. Conan was a legend. Amy Winehouse, who gives a fuck?
I don't know. Conan's doing his... That's another shitty thing. I don't watch...
You better go upstairs and you burn that Tonight Show shirt.
I don't watch the Conan show now, so it's like another... I was about to say, he seems like he's happier now, like based on like the one show I see every like, 2 months.
If you went upstairs right now, top story on CNN, Conan show, low ratings, canceled next week, you're like, oops. You gave me a second shot, Conan, and I let you down again.
Yeah, that would be like suicide territory, like canceled on TBS. George Lopez back.
Like, what are they replacing you with? More Big Bang Theory reruns? What the fuck's else going in there?
10 Items or Less is coming back?
I mean, thank God. But no, this is bad for you, Conan. 10 Items or Less, then Conan. Push him back a little bit.
What was the show Jim Gaffigan was on for a while? One of the boys, or the boys and me? Or it was like some hot chick and like three of her friends. They were all dudes and one was Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan is someone like I have like affection for him because he's definitely one of those comedians like this is a really funny guy
and clean,
yeah, very clean. And I never realized he was clean at the time. Like looking back, I'm like, oh wow, you know, for someone like me who like considers my humor very offensive, I mean, I made a 9/11 hypothetical a little bit ago. I like offensive humor, but never realizing Jim Gaffigan and Brian Regan too, to that extent, completely clean comedians,
yeah,
and finding them hysterical. Jim Gaffigan just seems incapable of doing anything nowadays that does not just blow. Because he's trying to advertise...
He's got a TV show, right?
Yeah. Coming out on TV Land first and foremost. Which, I don't know why I'm getting advertisements for that on real channels.
I saw him on the cover of TV Guide or the magazine. I was like, is that how bad it's gotten? You're promoting TV Land?
TV Land original series.
Pilots?
And it's like, the commercial's like him walking down a beach and he's just like, I could show you scenes from my show and get you all excited, but that's old school. And he does it. Like, he shows you scenes for the show. I'm like, this doesn't look funny
at
all.
And he's got a hot wife.
And Michael Ian Black's in this, whose career I just would wish would just die immediately after Stella and whatever bullshit other improv show I was... I say forced as though I was actually forced to watch it, but it was like, you know, 911's on for half an hour. I'll just put Stella on and play video games in the meantime.
It's, yeah, he's not good. And he's got a hot wife in it, too. And then it's just kind of the typical dumb fat husband, hot wife. And he's not, like, Jim Gaffigan's got to be in his mid to late 40s at this point.
Yeah, it's definitely like, I don't know. I'm not crazy on it. I definitely wouldn't watch it though. Did you see Big J not only getting an hour special though?
Which hoorah! Oh, by the way, could you please like reburn that CD for me?
Shoot me a message or like a text or something. Because like I go upstairs, I go on my computer, and it's gone. My but no, I can do that for you. But he's also apparently supposedly working on a show too. That they might be picking up. That's going to be, it's called Lucky Losers, and it's going to be like a dating show where it's like you get some like big schmuck, someone who's a self-proclaimed loser. They set him up on a date, but the catch is Big J comes along for the entire date and just relentlessly shits on you the entire time.
It could be good.
I'm like, if that is happening, you tell me when casting calls is coming, because I feel like I have to be a part of that. Just so Big J could shit on you for like an hour and a half.
I'd love to see it. I tried showing some people over the weekend like Big J stuff, but like the first 50 things that come up on YouTube are just him sitting on a stool like this, like, yeah, where are you from? That's fucked up. That place sucks.
Yeah, he's a tough cut. Like, it's like I have to almost just introduce you to Legion of Skanks. I can't just
I don't know show why you
his stuff, because his crowd work stuff's amusing. But, it's like, it's not
a joke. I know you can.
Yeah, the fact that this dude is so sharp in references and, like, great quotes, but, like, you know, you just see his crowd work, and you're like, yeah, I mean, I get it, but...
Sean's up to episode 8 of Legion of Skanks.
Awesome plug or Tune?
Tune.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, yeah,
that seems like a dude who'd be right. That, like, Big yeah. J, Sean.
He's on. Like, I'm watching, well, first of all, he said I'm watching LOS. He's like, I'm up to episode 8. Like, okay. And I was like, you mean Legion of Skanks? He's like, yeah, you know, those of us in the know call it LOS. Like, no, I've never heard someone call it LOS.
I follow Skanks. I've listened to every episode of Legion of Skanks. No one's called it LOS. Yeah, big Google Sean Tune.
But that should be cool.
Nah, it's very cool. I'm definitely.
I have high hopes for it. I can't wait for the special. I hope it's not all crowd work.
I don't think it's
good. It made it sound like he had to actually write jokes for it. Yeah, so.
I can't imagine Comedy Central would promote a crowd work album. Like a crowd work thing. They don't really make a big deal out of crowd work on any of their routines. So.
I did. Have you heard the latest episode where, you know what, let's skip this. Yeah, like, this is us talking about
This is us talking about another podcast you could be listening to. It's probably not great entertainment. Have you seen a new Spectre trailer for James
Bond? I saw part of it over the weekend.
I haven't seen it yet. So I was going to... I don't know how it got watched on this. I didn't actually see it. Unless this is maybe... Is this yours? I think it is...
Was I using this? I think I was using this for like a week when I waited for my new laptop.
So you did see. Alright, so I'm gonna pause the podcast real quick here and we're gonna watch the James Bond trailer. And we're back.
Badoosh.
What do you think?
I can't believe in this one, Bond's greatest challenge is he's gonna have to close WrestleMania with Batista. And not get booed out of the building.
Oh, that's gonna be a challenge.
That's gonna be tough.
Daniel Bryan had to kill himself.
Bond's the heel.
Ooh. Oh, God, you can't.
Even Orton couldn't pull that off.
They had to add Daniel Bryan to that match, and he's retired now because he had to fucking carry them so much. True story.
I heard he was on some radio show talking about it.
Every week they try to be like, Daniel Bryan might come back. I'm like, for the love of God, don't. Just let him, like, and he wants to, don't let him.
He says he wants to come back.
Yeah, that's like, that feels like a Kurt Angle situation. Like, I don't think he's as insane as Kurt Angle, but it's like, this is a guy that if you let him, he will kill himself in that ring.
This is Tommy, like, smacking hitting his glove compartment again. Like, they think this is sports?
This is him saying, talk about the fucking goddamn Spectre trailer! I'm like, Tommy, that language.
All right, well, you heard the two lines from Christopher Waltz. I was like, I was always there, but you never saw me. That one I like a lot.
And the what? I'm the author of your pain.
That feels a little like Dr. Doom, kind of like comic book villainy almost.
You know, and I listened to Hollywood Babylon, and Kevin Smith mentioned, he's like, this is probably the closest James Bond has ever become to being like a comic book movie at this point. With it's like, you've now set him up, because, you know, they haven't said Christoph Waltz is Blofeld, but he's going to be Blofeld. Which is essentially James Bond's big antagonist. Like, that's, you know, like, that's his Moriarty.
Yeah. Inspector as well.
Yeah, like, that's his antagonist group.
Do you want, like, I can give you, like, a 3-minute story on why we've had to deal with, like, horseshit organizations like Quantum Solace for so long. Like, Quantum for so long. Apparently, what was it called? It was the second Bond movie, Thunderball. The guy that wrote it with this, back when he was still writing the books before they became movies, it wasn't the second book he wrote, maybe like the fifth or sixth, but he was just going through some writer's block. So they brought him on with this guy like Kevin McDonough to, you know, just kind of like help him write. At first they're on like a retreat, they're getting along. It ends up like turning into like a horrible, like drunken fist fight or something that Kevin McDonough guy leaves. And the guy that wrote all the Bond movies finished it by himself, called it Thunderball. But apparently that McDonough guy wrote enough, and I'm not 100% sure his name's McDonough, but it's something like that. Apparently he'd written enough that he got co-writer credit on Thunderball, the book.
And some of the rights to the characters and what?
All the rights to any of the characters in that book. Equal rights with the guy that wrote the book, with the guy that's known for writing all the Bond books. So fast forward, they make the movies, they're looking for a second one. They're like, you know, because the first one, Dr. No, I believe. They're like, all right, second one, let's do Thunderball. They go to this guy because he's got the crow writer credit, McDonough. They say, hey, you know, we're going to give you a producer spot, pay you a ton of money, just shut the fuck up and not do anything because we know you don't get along with this guy. And he's like, hey, you know what? I got equal rights. I think I'm going to make a rival competing Thunderball movie at the same time you guys are.
What the fuck?
So they're like, well, we can't allow... I mean, this is the second Bond movie. Like, we can't have this kind of turmoil this early. So they take him to court. Goes on for a little bit. The judge says, all right, here's the deal. You give him this producer spot, this McDonough guy. Pay him even more money. This is the only Thunderball movie that comes out for 5 years. And that'll be the end. And the people, Eon, is like the guys who make all the Bond movies, even now. Eon goes, great, 5 years, who's going to remake, what's he going to do, remake Thunderball after it's already been out? So they make Thunderball. You should see Thunderball. My thoughts, it's okay. But
it's, I need to see a lot of Bond movies. I've not seen a Bond movie prior to Goldfinger. Or not Goldfinger, Gold... Yeah, Goldfinger.
Goldeneye,
that's it.
Yeah, Goldeneye, Goldfinger, two different movies. They make Thunderball. It's, I could be wrong. I believe, adjusting for inflation, it's still the most successful Bond movie that's ever been made. Even more than Skyfall.
Hmm.
Makes a ton of money. Ton of money.
Let's go shop.
5 years go by. McDonough's like, yeah, I'm going to remake Thunderball. So the people from Bond take him to court again. It gets tied up for years. Sean Connery apparently... when they signed Sean Connery for the Bond movies, he was nobody, just like the Scottish actor. So they signed him for like a 5-year deal for, you know, like a decent amount of money, but a set amount of money for each movie. You know, at the time, he's just some nobody. He's like, sounds great. After the first couple of Bond movies come out, make, you know, millions and millions of dollars, he's like, hey, you know, could we renegotiate that contract? And Eon goes, yeah, fuck off. That's what we're going to pay you for five movies.
Go fuck yourself.
And he comes up, they just have this really combative relationship where he just hates him. There's, I don't know if it's a rumor or if Sean Connery's actually confirmed it. There's a scene in a Bond movie where Sean Connery scuba diving opens up like a porthole and a shark swims out. Oh, and he's got this like really shocked look on his face. Supposedly the director didn't tell him there was a shark in there. And it's like genuine fear on his face. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck. I think I have heard that. Yeah.
So he finishes his contract and, you know, everyone's like, so are you going to do another Bond movie? And he says, never. His quote, never are you going to see me in another Bond movie. This court battle gets lined up over Thunderball. It goes, gets stretched on for years and years and years. Finally goes to court. Judge says, you know what? This McDonough guy, he's got the rights to Thunderball. He can make the Thunderball movie. Can't call it Thunderball. But he can use every single character that's in that book, including Spectre.
And James Bond.
And James Bond, Moneypenny, Q, anyone that was in that book, which are all the standard Bond characters, all plus the major Bond villain organization. I don't think Blofeld's in it. Maybe he is. But he gives McDonough the right to make this movie. It's like 1986 or 85. McDonough goes to Sean Connery.
Says you want to fuck over Eon.
You want a ton of movie, a ton of money to be Bond again? Like, I don't know. It's really going to piss off Eon. He's like, I'll do it. And the movie, it's a remake of Thunderball. The movie's called Never Say Never Again. And he made it, and it comes out like the same year as some other Bond, like Living Daylights or some other Bond movie. And it just exists out there. And it's Sean Connery as a character named James Bond, but it doesn't count for any of the James Bond.
It's not part like of series. The, yeah, like you couldn't buy it in a James Bond collection, I'm sure.
No, and it's out there. And then there's also the original Casino Royale. Have you heard of that? The one that's from like the early 70s that's got Woody Harrelson in it, or Woody Allen in it. It's like a comedy.
Yeah, I do remember there's like a goofy like James Bond.
Yeah, the bad guy's like just an insanely fat Orson Welles in a fez, but his name's still Le Chief, like from Casino Royale. It's those two movies.
I guess that's why the one they chose to remake. Like, they were like, let's do a serious version of Casino Royale now.
Yeah, and I guess they decide. But also, Spectre has been locked into that for a while. And just, I guess, within the last couple of years, Eon got the rights to Spectre again. So that's why they're coming back. And, like, a huge way if they're actually naming the movie after him.
But do you think they actually make this, like, a constant thing? Or is this something for one movie, Blofeld, Spectre in it, he beats him by the end?
Who knows? I don't know.
Because it'd be interesting. There has never been really any connection of the James Bond movies besides the actors within them. I mean, we're under the idea that...
What's her name?
GoldenEye isn't, you know, like, necessarily in the exact same, like, sort of timeline as the current, like, Craig movies.
Except for M. Or not M. Yeah, M.
Well, M's there, but...
The same not, M.
It's the same
Judi Dench. That's what's crazy.
It's the same M, but it's not the same Bond, obviously.
No.
Like, it seems to almost indicate it's a different Bond. Like, Bond's just a title. It passes from 007 to 007. Is it supposed to be that those two 007s have existed in the same organization, the same universe, have had that same sort of thing? Because there's no other connection. It's not like villains keep, like, you know, Jaws.
Yeah.
Other than that, really, villains don't kind of, you know, pop up. It's in, like, a comic book where it's, like, you know, a couple years later, oh, hey, you know, Catwoman's back in town or anything like that.
Well, yeah, I think it's just supposed to be kind of a universe that continues and it's never supposed to be addressed.
Like, just like sets, essentially.
Like Goldfinger doesn't come back at one point and be like, you look amazing. You should look a lot fatter and older than this.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Look at those abs, Daniel Craig.
Holy crap. You look old, though.
How are you still alive?
But yeah, like, it'd be interesting to see if, like, something constant actually sticks between them. Because, I mean, like, generally, as long as the Bond stays the same, there's some kind of small connection they continuity, try to maintain. Yeah. But once a actor changes, it's like, fuck it, we can do it whatever now.
Yeah.
But if you
can. It's the only way that franchise stays alive.
Yeah. Because you can't, I mean, it's, you know, if you keep, you know, trying to tie it all together, that story's just going to implode upon itself eventually. Yeah. But if you make a villain organization like that, then you do put some kind of
time. I'd like to see that, like, Spectre to keep on going.
But then, would you want it, like, every Bond, or, like, every other
No,
Bond?
It's gotta be,
it
like...
Be like, every five Bonds, like, oh, shit, maybe. Spectre's back.
Or every three.
Or tease. Like, it doesn't even have to be like, oh, you know, like, it's fucking, oh, there's this big bad guy, and at the end he's just like, hell, Spectre. Ugh.
Yeah, you can only crush, like, so many of their plans before they just become, like, Team Rocket of the Bond universe, where it's like, why do you guys even bother keeping this up?
You guys are goobers.
How did we blew your headquarters up last time? How many headquarters? It's like, it's Hydra. Like,
Hydra is
another lamer, shitty head, bros.
Hydra is redonkulous. It's every movie they've been beating the head of Hydra. I'm like, they can't keep coming in with this badass quote of like, you take down one head, two more show up. It's like, you take down one head and two more lame or more boring heads will take its place.
With less lines.
Yeah, with less interesting roles and powers. Much less threats. Take out one head, it splits the threat in half, and then half again, and then you get two heads.
Like, Iron Man's already left. He's like,
Iron Man's already arrested the entire group of Hydra. They're like, oh, head Hydra. Like, oh, another group's popping up. Like, ugh. Gets to the point they're not even attacking the world. They're just like sending black pages of toner to Iron Man's fax machine and wasting his toner. He's just like, oh, Hydra, again!
Why did we get Meryl Streep to play Lady Viper and she dies in 5 minutes?
And we put her in so much makeup, had her say all the ridiculous Marvel lines
she could. CGI'd perfect knockout 10 body.
Then killed her. I don't... Because that's the thing. Like, you know, not to get into Ant-Man spoilers, but if you're listening, Ant-Man spoilers... Again, you set up a cool villain. Marvel's killed him already.
I don't know.
It's weird. Like, and it wasn't like Yellow Jacket is like, holy shit, what an awesome villain.
But you've got
like,
nothing.
I was like, there's no returning threat in these movies. Or
you're
even like the teaser.
Setting Thanos up so big that if he does not deliver.
Yeah, like, it's like you really have to like have that guy come in and just whoop ass. And do you buy it? Do you take the chance to buy it now knowing... What we got with Ultron in the teaser is like, oh, this guy's gonna wreck shit up, and then you're like, wacky Ultron, like honk honk, Iron Man, honk honk.
The first one, the first of the next Avengers movie, he looks pretty badass in the end on like a kind of like an Empire Strikes Back moment. The next one, he just completely fizzles out and gets like, beaten a dance off by Star-Lord.
Oh yeah, like Star-Lord's like dance off, and he's just like. You fooled us.
Well, it's been a few years.
I have all the powers of the Infinity Gems. I control the concepts of reality you can't even comprehend. Let's do this. Like, wait, huh? You're doing the sprinkler?
I force forces and push pushes. We gotta take the glove off for the dance-off, if I must.
Fine, hold it for me. No!
Rocket Raccoon.
Which... Ironically, is how he'd lose in the comics, because that's supposed to be, like, his big weakness is...
Dance-offs?
No. Thanos has a subconscious desire to lose.
And he wants to be destroyed, sort of, right?
Yeah, but this is, I think, earlier in the comics. He used to actually have a crippling... Not a crippling weakness, but he used to actually spontaneously destroy his own plan so he'd be defeated. Like, there was one point he had the gauntlet, and he's like... Oops, I dropped it over there. It's like Spider-Man, be like, yoink, and he's like, oh, you've defeated me. This is, again, this is like super old comics, but it's like, That's a side I hope we don't, like, bring in there. Like,
I hope not.
The clumsy goober side of him, like, clumsy Thanos. Like, oh, whoopsie poopsie.
If he learns nothing, it's don't lock Black Widow up in a room with a working ham radio. Or all the parts for a working ham radio.
Yeah, you know, lock her up in a World War II, like, radio
don't
museum.
Don't lock her up in a Radio Shack.
You used that joke already, brother.
Oh, I did?
I was trying to dance around it for you.
Oh!
I saw it coming, too. I was like, oh, don't do it, brother, don't!
Don't.
Oh,
but what did you think of the Bond trailer?
Oh, yeah, Bond trailer looks pretty sweet. Batista in it.
Did you like the line?
Yeah, I kind of like the, you know.
I'm the author of all your pain, I think
it was. Which, I mean, works if you're trying to build this guy up as he's been, like, the thing behind everything.
But he's got to be, he probably is, like, 10 years older than Daniel Craig.
And it's also the idea that he hasn't been, like, necessarily the one behind the other movies, but whatever personal stakes James Bond has in anything, he's been behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, I can dig that. And, like, if you're building this guy up as, like, a very big threat, he can be, like, smarmy and poetic.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz, I love that actor. Christoph Waltz can sell a bad
that almost seems like he was born to be a Bond villain, like European graded bad guys.
And I'm you know what, I mean, I was poopy on Batista going into Guardians. I left and I was like, it wasn't bad. And, you know, seeing him in his last, like, run in WWE eventually reached a point where he just started trolling people, I can see him, you know, give it to him.
I mean, I think this movie's just going to be him, like, busting through walls.
You could put Tommy Toon in the role. And
like, Christopher Waltz starts talking, and Batista's like, I've got this.
Yeah, he just comes out of sleeveless shirt, like, Oh,
James Bond's, Daniel Craig's going to punch me in the face. Tommy, stand here.
I think it should be pretty good.
Have they announced who's doing the theme song?
No, I don't think they had.
You got to give Chris Cornell another chance after you stuck him with Quantum of Solace.
Oh, there were some poopy ones, too. Was Casino Royale, Jack White, and, like, Alicia Keys?
I think so, yeah.
That was pretty bad.
It wasn't great.
Adele was good with Skyfall. I don't know.
And you still haven't seen Skyfall, have you?
No.
You can skip.
I didn't see Quantum of Solace. I only saw Casino Royale because Jamie, like, was at. She's a huge Bond fan, so I saw it for that. But, yeah, no, I haven't seen Skyfall yet. That's one I need to check out. I don't know. And it's the Bond girl, and this is supposed to be the first 50-year-old Bond girl.
Yeah, which I don't... Because that commercial made it look like that blonde chick's a lot bigger of a character. Because it was the brown-haired one that's the 50-year-old. The one that you just see him, like, unzipping the back of her dress.
Yeah. She looked a little old. She's still very good-looking. I mean, I guess up to the point now, and I guess with the way society is, I just can't, like, think of a Bond girl and be like, oh, it's like some super bikini model. Like, I just... Like, it almost feels, like, too crude for the way that the Bond movies have become.
I couldn't even tell you the Bond girl in Skyfall.
I mean, I can't tell you most of their names.
Or
a lot of them are, you know, French actresses and things like that, like Europeans. Yeah. Like, it's not... We're far removed from the point where Denise Richards is a Bond girl.
Christmas,
something like that. All I know is it's like, oh, Christmas came early this year. You're like, oh,
it's
God.
It's so awful.
What a creepy line, too.
It's like 50-year-old Bond
and like
plowing.
And it's M's listening to it, too. She's like... That body signatures are heating up. Christmas came early this year. She's like, turn it off. I'm like, ew. Like, when you saw
turn it on again.
Yes. Turn it on in my office.
Time to mom.
And you see her, like, pulling her skirt down.
She's already, like, kicking her panties off.
It's just like, oh.
Her panties that say Tuesday and it's clearly Saturday.
I'm like, which one? Which passed first?
Did you put them on super early? I hope.
Which way is this less
disgusting? M's a planner, I feel.
She knew ahead.
Yeah, and then the other, like, the only other one that comes to mind is the terrible Halle Berry one.
Oof, yeah, that was a pretty bad movie.
And the Asian one, too. They really tried shoving them in there for the Pierce Brosnan ones.
Yeah. They were not a lot of good ones in that, like, span of the James Bond movies, unfortunately. Which is the grand majority of the Bond movies I've seen were the Brosnan ones.
There's a lot of good
ones. Just, like, one good... You know, like, a lot of people say, like, GoldenEye's pretty good. Though, people, I think, overblow it because the game was so good. But then...
I've seen a lot of Bond movies. GoldenEye... I don't think most of the Pierce Brosnan ones hold up.
No.
GoldenEye is very good, though.
Die Another Day, Tomorrow Never Dies, and The World Is Not Enough. Those are the three, right? The other three.
What's the one... Is Die Another Day the one with the diamonds in South in Korea?
I think
Die Another Day is the one.
Where the bad guy is like this white German guy who was like the South Korean dictator.
All I remember is Die Another Day is the one with the ice castle. With
Halle Berry. That's it.
And yeah, that's that one. Tomorrow Never Dies, I think, is the one where it's like a lot of the times in China.
Yeah, and with the newspaper guy that's setting up the fake war. And then the world is not enough is the submarine. With Renaud.
Denise Richards, yeah. Which also had a pretty good Bond game attached
not
to
bad,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it not GoldenEye good, but still pretty
not,
good.
Not as much character. A lot more guys in suits. That was like kind of hard to tell who was who.
That was one of the first games I ever played with Tommy, though.
Remember that hotel one stage where it was pretty much just like three rooms in a hallway and every room was just death?
Oh, yeah. It was like, it was really built for like just crazy death magic.
Like, don't bother even looking for a gun. If you got...
There was one of those levels in Time Splitters. I think it was like the street where it's just like one long hallway and there's like a tunnel on the side, but it's like, you're just going into his room to die. And we used to make our own maps and we'd make one that was just a room and just like, go crazy. Like, there's a rocket launcher in the middle. Whoever gets there first is going to have a real fun time.
Yeah, go real hot streak.
I mean, unless you just blow it up at your feet and die immediately, like Sean tended to do. Big gooba. But yeah, no, I think it'll be pretty cool. I'll have to see
Highly
Skyfall.
Skyfall. Highly recommend.
And I definitely have to check out Quantum of Solace.
No, you can skip that turd. Highly recommend Live and Let Die.
For the song or for the movie? I've heard
the first 10 minutes and the song. I think it's I love it.
Let's go, Shaw.
When we get everything set up down here, we can even just watch it like the first 10 minutes of it one day. Just like the intro. Want to do the emails before I forget about them?
Yeah, sure. Let's grab those. I guess while you're doing this, though, you hear the Fantastic Four have put a review embargo out there. You can't release early reviews of the film.
Oh, they're not letting critics see it?
They're letting them see it. They're just not letting them, I guess, talk about it.
How do they stop that?
NDA, essentially, I think. Either they're not letting them see it or they won't allow them to talk about it, which is almost a surefire guarantee.
It blows turkey. Yeah.
Anytime that's happened in the past, it's almost always like unanimously banned for a just complete shit.
I'll throw it out there. If your sponsor advertising is Denny's, probably not a great sign.
Although, kind of want Denny's.
I'd consider murdering Scotia for a Denny's. Like, if it's where that Crave restaurant is, where Friendly's used to be.
Scotia, he doesn't mean it. I would too, though.
I'd feel slightly bad.
We can get another dog, though.
Get down. This is what's making me down for it.
Now I'm hungry for Denny's.
All right. That's yours. Start at the... I go first.
Start at the bottom. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a good chance it's going to rain this afternoon. Sure you don't want the car? I can bring it home on lunch and you can drop me off back at work before your appointment.
Yeah, that can work if it's okay for you. I'm getting home around 1:30 or so. Maybe a little bit later.
Cool, my lunch is 1 to 2, so I'll probably already be home by then. Elaborate joke, because I have no intention of going home. This is just so I know your timeline, so I can drive by and splash water on you. Wait, did I just type that?
Mike, I'm starting to suspect these Bolton guys aren't the nicest. You don't think anything bad has happened to Brienne, right?
No, she'll be fine. Completely unrelated. Have they shown any bears in the books up until this point?
No bears come to mind yet, though there was a story at one point in Danny's stuff where one of the slavers mentions a Colosseum game where they slather one slave with honey, one with blood, and another with rotten fish to see which one the bear will kill first. Next chapter. Didn't see that bear cracking Davos's neck in that prison. Bummer.
Poor Davos. This can't get any worse. His last words. I'll suck your bear cock and you can eat my son. Don't let me die. Hail Satan. N-word. Ugh.
Maybe they'll still bring him back. All right, fine. Time to hoist myself on that Sansa train. Oh, she's crying and getting beaten again.
I should have read what year this was. This was last season before she started getting butt-fucked by...
Before she's getting raped by fucking the Boltons every week. It's a Game of Thrones joke, by the way, for those who you don't follow the show at all.
I'll set up the timeline for when these emails happen first. This one's last year, shortly after X-Men Days of Future Past came out.
Okay.
Also, X-Men made $300 million worldwide over the weekend, and they confirmed that Apocalypse will not be a child in the next movie.
Yeah, X-Men had a good opening. Didn't do as well domestically as they hoped, but they made a healthy chunk of change overseas. And I've heard there's going to be a bridge movie between Days of Future Past and Age of Apocalypse to show Apocalypse's wild gay years. Sounds pretty interesting. Nightcrawler's supposed to be in it, played by Elton John.
Sounds interesting. Another high-profile gay celebrity playing Nightcrawler. Okay, so we're going to try and give the audience a real feel for the Apocalypse character. So we're going to need to have Daniel Cudmore just get the poop beat out of him in the background of every scene. Apocalypse seeing his reflection in the water, have Colossus getting eaten by MODOK in the background. Apocalypse meeting Sinister for the first time, have Colossus getting punched in the nuts by Galactus. Apocalypse falling in love with a young slave girl and then being rejected will be a real tearjerker. So we need Colossus to walk through Harlem in a t-shirt that says N-word on it in the background, and a black Onslaught.
You know, amusingly, I've read a couple X-Men comics from back in the day, and Nightcrawler was actually a pretty lame character. He screams a lot more than you think. That was actually true. I read a lot of, Days of Future Past, and it was a lot of Nightcrawler, like, Gott in Himmel, when things pop up. It was a very weird time for him.
Yeah, Nightcrawler's still winning the race. If we're doing a competition.
I mean, yes, if you were to bet which character has been better represented in film, Nightcrawler is winning, hands down.
Colossus, only been in one movie. Colossus has been in four? Or?
Only three.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't in the first
one.
Well,
one he dies a whole lot in. Two, he's barely in. That's like a cameo. And then three, he's for some reason a main character who has one line the whole movie.
Despite the X-Men struggling to put together a team in the last one with Cyclops and Jean Grey gone.
Despite the fact that teams like Cyclops, Storm, or not Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm.
Beast.
Who's not even really a part of the team. Iceman, Shadowcat? And then I think Colossus is like the sixth man. Like, that was like, if it was the first movie, like, that's their Storm. Like, that's, he should get a cool line when he's fighting. And you have Colossus on the good guy squad, and admittedly, a super poopy juggernaut, because you didn't CGI him. So Vinny Jones, big dude, does not capture, like, that raw, like, enormity that is juggernaut. But you still have him and Colossus on opposite sides of the field. Clearly they can fight each other. They don't even meet. They just fight Shadowcat. And she beats him.
Juggernaut goes, I'll take Shadowcat.
And it's just,
why don't I send someone shittier than you are?
It's like just me in the theater throwing goobers at the screen like, boom! This is ridiculous. Well, Colossus will surely have to fight someone else. Maybe he'll fight multiple men. It'll be a fight of Colossus punching multiple men so many times that he, you know, almost gets tired. He's winded
because there's so many of them.
Kicking so much ass. No, multiple man is arrested off screen. Colossus doesn't do anything in the final fight except for throw Wolverine for a fastball special.
Here's a bunch of shitty compilation Morlock characters.
I was one of them, Psylocke, apparently.
It's Arclight. It's Arclight. Arclight? Do you have any idea how much Wikipedia X-Men time I've spent? I have no idea who Arclight is.
It's like a moment where like, I look back and I was like, is there an uncut Colossus version of this? Like how Days of Future Past has the Rogue Edition where like there was an hour and a half of Rogue that got cut out? Was that like a Colossus version of like, oh, here he is. He's dealing with his sister's death. We killed off Magic, but it gives more emotional weight to Colossus' character. There's a lot of turmoil with the X-Men going on. He's suffered. We show a little bit of his painting side. He's trying to find himself through art. Here he is having
we follow
great...
him as like a day worker, like as a construction worker, just trying to blend
he
in.
He has a fight with Sabretooth, though, because Sabretooth's gotten out and Colossus, with his powers, managed to bring him down. We kind of cut it all and we just put this scene where he gets kicked into balls by Mystique, like, bing! Like, oh! Like, he's metal! It shouldn't hurt him!
Omega Red dances on his body. How are you not gonna... Why is Omega Red in this?
Does he fight Omega Red afterwards? No, Omega Red doesn't show. Actually, she'll show up again and get beat by Cat Shadow Cat. Like, no! Stop giving Caesar Shadow Cat!
Stop. Fine. Helen Page, good for you. You're gay and you're in X-Men movies. You're not very good. And
the Shadow Cat sucks.
The character blows.
I don't care if they've buffed the character since then, so she's like one of the seven strongest X-Men. This character sucks.
Stop ramming
like,
Shadow Cat down.
It's like
my
him throat. And her and Iceman, who they're just like, we gave these characters a bunch of bullshit superfluous powers. Now they're like some of the strongest X-Men in the world. Like, this sucks! Give Colossus some of that. And they actually did that eventually, so.
Just banshee everyone. Yeah. Kill her off screen in between movies.
Scotia's very concerned. She's like, Daddy, you're screaming a lot about a fake character who's gay. Only in one universe. Second biggest one.
I'm pretty sure everyone's gay in one of them.
Yeah, there's a gay universe, actually, where every character's gay. Ooh. cover that up nicely.
Whoops, I said that right in the microphone.
Oh, said that right to Scotia.
But he's going to be in the new one, right? Well, Colossus.
He's in Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool. Okay.
He's in Deadpool. Because apparently Colossus is like a big character in that. And that's supposedly he's in the trailer, but the trailer hasn't leaked, so. Or not a full trailer. So, you know, hopefully cool for him. Hopefully get some like badass.
I'll remain trepidatious until I see it.
I'm not like crazy ecstatic for a Deadpool movie, period. If I get in it and he's just like the doofy, like poof fucking straight man character, like, Deadpool, don't you go over and knock over that taco stand. Deadpool's like, just watch me. Woo! I'm just like, oh.
And still beats Colossus.
Like, Colossus has his great line, oh, but hey! You stallion? Like, wait, does he have to say you're stallion at the end of that?
He's supposed to be angry. Why is he complimenting him? You get out of my house, you beefcake!
You big stun muffin, you!
You get out of here before I kiss you to death!
I'm like, is Colossus in this universe, Cake? No. Is he... Why does he compliment Daredevil on his looks every time he sees him? Oh, that's just what Colossus does.
No, he's into chicks. Watch. Why is he making out with his sister? See? Well, totally into chicks.
Yeah. We really thought the Lannisters were creating a big precedent and bringing back incestuous relationships. So, Colossus bangs his sister.
You're welcome, kid. I got your letter.
You're welcome for putting progressive Colossus back on screen.
Oh, please. Everyone out of the way. Daniel Day-Lewis is coming on stage for his Nightcrawler scene.
Don't worry, you're just giving one great monologue, and then we'll CGI this amazing teleport battle for you, where you take out Apocalypse and Mr. Sinister at the same time.
Oh, and Colossus falls off the dock.
Yeah, can we get Colossus over here for him to lose to Dirtnap? Dirtnap!
Colossus, could
you even own the rights to Dirtnap?
Could you put your head in that honey jar?
Oh, he's already done it.
It trips over Dirtnap. That's a win for Dirtnap, everybody!
He falls into the ocean in his metal forms and just sings.
Yeah, Dirtnap wins again.
Victory, Dirtnap.
I'm going to find that podcast where we talk about, like...
I think it's episode 2. It's like real quick.
Where, like, you try and tag out.
I try to tag out my Colossus into Apocalypse. I mean, come on, you have a real chance. I can take out Dirtnap, I can join you. Let's not...
Will you join me? Well, let's see what happens. Dirtnap could take a while.
Yeah, he's tough. He's pretty fast. Ooh. I mean, he's napping right now, so I'm going to give him time to wake up. In fairness, that's what a hero would do. I mean, I could drop this like laundry basket on him and claim victory. Like, put a brick on top.
He's got a big wedge of cheese. Now, he's been eating it, so taking some of the weight out, but still.
It looks like it could really hurt my toes if it nails it.
But don't let Apocalypse just win. Come on, really fight, you pussy.
You're being queer. Go for it. I thought I had something else.
It's like the buzzer in WWE. Switch opponents! Like,
what? Oh, goodness. Let's see. Is there anything else going on here? So I guess with James Bond, I guess I'll be seeing 3 movies then, probably by the end of
Is that this fall?
Yeah, it's November.
Fuck. And Star
Creed.
Wars.
And Star Wars. So 4 movies. Because it's also the second, I mean, you won't see it, but the second last Hunger Games.
No, we'll just see that.
I'm shocked you haven't seen
second to last?
Well, no, I mean the second part of the last Hunger Games.
I'm tempted just because I want to see how they do the Philip Seymour Hoffman stuff.
I'm shocked you haven't seen any of them yet. Like, not because I'm like, oh, Mikey's a big, strong guy. He doesn't want to watch these kind of movies. I'm like,
I watched all the Harry Potters.
I was like, you watched a lot of other, like, nerdy young adult crap before. You've watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid and its sequel, I believe.
And I think most of the third one.
There's a third one?
Roderick's Revenge. You know what? I saw, like, 20 minutes of Divergent. I was like, this isn't that bad.
Yeah, I know, right? All right? I'm finally getting some respect on this, where I'm like...
I bailed out. They really needed a hotter chick. What is up with
Shailene
that girl?
Woodley or something like that? I don't know. She's
maybe a fine actress, but, like, holy cow. Like, what a kind of, like, face.
Definitely not, like, ooh, what a hot chick you got here. But apparently, I don't know.
I guess maybe chicks like that, they're like, hey, it's someone that kind of looks like us.
But that's what people said about Jennifer Lawrence. Like, that's when people were like, oh, Jennifer Lawrence. Like, you got a good
I think Jennifer Lawrence is way hotter than that girl.
Oh, definitely. But that was what people said about Jennifer Lawrence at the time. They're like, you got a realistic looking chick. She's not like, you know,
super
skinny.
Yeah, like, if you didn't know who Jennifer Lawrence was.
She always talks about eating cheeseburgers and shit.
And, like, stood her next to the chick that plays Wonder Woman, you would definitely be like, hey, what's that, your fugly friend?
Yeah, what's up with that?
oh, what's going on, Amy Schumer?
But, I don't know.
I'll wait till they're all out on Netflix or all out on whatever DVD and just watch the whole series and come way late to the party as usual. But I am curious to see the Philip Seymour Hoffman stuff. That could open up a fucking giant can of worms if it actually works.
Like, you're like, oh, this works. And you're like...
And then next week it's like, oh, hey, Marlon Brando and Paul Newman are in a new movie together.
Oh, that's suspect.
Because that hasn't been... I mean, it'll be something that they'll have to decide. I'm sure for the time being, Philip Seymour Hoffman's family will get paid for the likeness of him.
But you run into,
but I mean, eventually, you'd imagine, just like songs, film, you'll become public domain.
Yeah. Although, those rules might be changing soon, because I think 2021 is when Mickey Mouse is supposed to enter public domain. Disney's going to let that happen.
It's going to be tough. I think it's happening in the next couple of years in Britain. Beatles songs are going to become public domain.
That would be crazy.
For
something that for so long you couldn't use, period, because Michael Jackson had the rights to it and wouldn't give it up.
The only thing is, like, then Beethoven's family, I mean, he's got to have family or someone that can claim. They're like, well, what the fuck about us? You guys have been using his songs for hundreds of years and not paying us anything for it.
Yeah. You know, like, someone owns the right to the birthday song.
That's crazy.
Like, I can't comment.
And charges apparently a stingy enough amount that sitcoms will still skip out on paying it.
No one will use it. Like, if you do a birthday song, that's why no restaurants do a birthday song. It's always like, happy birthday, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, not the birthday song. I guess just in case they're going to get sued.
I don't know, but that could happen to, like, your persona. Like, it just becomes, hey,
public domain, yeah. Oh, look, I'm not too worried that 100 years from now people are like, royalties, finally, public domain, sweet. Right, that's having blowing a bunch of Marvel characters. Like, phew, my life's work, finally. My apex before me here.
Spider-Man. Colossus, like, you're too out of shape to blow me.
I'm like, no, come on, Colossus, why? And they're remaking Xena Warrior Princess.
It's never gonna work again. That was such a jerk off time for high school boys that couldn't get like good stuff to jerk off to.
Yeah, I mean it was. Oh, I mean it definitely had like a female audience, but definitely
and it had some good stories.
But it was definitely like a show. You're like, oh, it's like a girl and like, you know, like, not like a mini skirt, but like. She had like her lesbian.
Oh
friend.
Yeah, there like, was a was lot the thing. Of
like it was definitely like.
And there was a couple episodes where they, I think there was an episode where they kissed, but I think it was to like, they were undercover or something. I don't think it was like actually kissing, but there was definitely a strong lesbian undertone to most of that.
That was Sam Raimi though, back in the day, wasn't it? You directed that.
I think it was somebody big that was like, yeah.
So, I can't imagine. Apparently working on it, and it's going to be,
Just as successful as Crawd Man Dune.
Like they're bringing Animal Man back. It's going to be on a network television though. Like NBC's going to have it. And you're like, well, if one station's going to do it, it's going to be NBC. Cause what else do they have?
Hmm. Yeah. Any interest in the X-Files comeback?
No, not particularly. I mean, I was never an X-Files fan when I was a kid either. It was a show that was too like old for me when I was that age, when it was on.
Yeah.
Cause mom wouldn't let me stay up to watch most of those episodes. And if I did, it was usually like, she's like, this is too scary for you.
It was an okay, because it was a show mom liked, and it was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Some of the episodes were pretty good.
Yeah. It's weird thinking back on it. Mom was kind of nerdy.
Yeah. She liked Star Trek Next Generation.
She liked Star Wars. I saw all the
Star
Wars.
She would absolutely fuck Jean-Luc Picard. Like, if he threw it out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Today, if he came in.
I think I'd fuck fucking Patrick Stewart if he came in. If Patrick Stewart walked in that door right now, I would blow him.
But he says no stories. Like, I'm not going
to
tell.
I want to make sure he's like, not actually there. All right.
He's cool. Like, oh, God, it's just taking forever to scrub the herpes off this thing. Hold on, I'm coming.
I'm just like, It's like, oh, my well, podcast done, click.
I just got one more scrub and I'll get it off. Finger snap.
Boom. Knock, knock. Oh. But no, she even liked Next Generation, that was the big one. Voyager, I think, was the one after that.
Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space, I just remembered it had that one chick in it she loved. And then they got rid of her. She had the action figure for her. She kept in her room, like in her bed, like in that cabin. Like the thing that should have been reserved for like, here are my pills and my wallet and shit. It was like, here's an untouched action figure.
Wasn't that Next Generation, was it Deanna Troi? You don't know Star Trek at all, so.
No, I've never seen a full episode of Star Trek.
Pull up the Deanna Troi.
Deanna Troi, I think, is Wonder Woman, isn't it?
Oh, it's Deanna something.
All right, we'll do Star Trek.
Star Trek. Try Deanna first, but it might be
D-A-N-N-A. Deanna Troi.
It is Deanna Troi. You.
Well, I don't, Deanna.
We'll hit action figure, probably.
Yeah, it is her. Action figure. It's like a shot of mom with it. Like, oh, she's the only one who bought it.
Yeah, I think it was like, originally she had like this really kind of, she had like the standard uniform, and then she like kind of, it was weird because she was still an officer.
Like one that has a
but then she went to like, I'm just going to wear this gray outfit even though nobody else wears it.
Wear his bodysuit. Yeah, no, I remember having that action figure, and I saw all of the Star Wars movies when they re-released them, starting with the special effects, in theaters with her. And I remember she saw episode 2 with us, and she saw it only because she wanted to see Yoda fight. And I remember her being like, the rest of the movie was like, meh. And at the time, right. I was like, Mom just doesn't get Star Wars. Looking back now, I'm like, Mom probably had a pretty good gauge of what was crap.
Yeah, Mom was a...
that was a big turkey. It was kind of cool seeing Yoda flip around, though.
Yeah, she could pick him when she wanted to.
It was kind of crazy. Like, I stopped to think. I'm like, man, she had like an eclectic taste on her. She liked a lot of nerdy stuff and a lot of crap.
I forget what the...
For as picky as she might have been with movies, she sure isn't that picky with television.
Google Tom Selleck science fiction movie.
Oh, God. I'm
trying to remember what it was called. I keep thinking Short Circuit, but that's what the talking robot like. Johnny number 5. Gene Simmons, that was it. The one that's with, but sci-fi movie will probably come up too.
Runaway?
Yes. Well, it was such a... It's such a bad movie, but Mom loved it. It was... Like, the whole premise was, like, science has gotten to the point where we can create these slow, very slow robotic spiders that'll kill people. But you literally had... They have to catch you sleeping. It's the only way they're getting you. They only killed Gene Simmons, the bad guy, at the end because he falls down an elevator shaft and is crippled and there's a bunch of them there.
And they're already there. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, let's get him!
I know you built us, but... It's...
He could have just shot him in the head and been just as efficient.
But she loved that movie.
She had, like, weird things that she just absolutely adored. Remington Steele was another one. I mean, good God. We had VHS tapes dedicated to Remington Steele.
That's another...
And God forbid you used one to tape something of yours, and 2 months later she's like, why is Tiny Toon Summer Adventure on my Remington Steele?
We talked about that with that one with Terry, where like if you fucked up that taping, oh my God, you were on the dog.
Those were soaps, but even then she... Because it's weird.
But like, Remington Steele was on it too, because it's... I think she'd get home like halfway into it, and she would be furious if you didn't get the first half.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't watch it until it was over, and then it's like, you taped DuckTales!
And it's just you and your DuckTale shit, like, woohoo, what'd I do? No, it's probably Terry.
Not Gotham Tales or Ponytails, it's DuckTales. Woo!
It's probably Terry, dude.
The danger, look be... Oh, it's Mom really pissed off with my bankroll meal.
Am I getting chicken palm tonight? Doesn't look good, so guess just them DuckTales. Woo!
That's actually another great story. Was Pierce Brosnan was supposed to be Bond like 3 movies before he did, before GoldenEye. But he was literally waiting for like the... It was pretty much done. Like Remington Steele was going to get canceled. Like it had not been renewed. Literally, he was like setting up. It's like, all right, as of midnight tonight, Remington Steele's done. And at 10 a.m. the next day, I'm going to do the press conference announcing I'm the next Bond. At like 11:50, like whatever, ABC. It's like... All right, we're going to do, like, one more mini-season of Remington Steele for some reason, even though nobody's happy with the show anymore. And he's like, fuck!
Oh, that sucks.
And it delayed him from becoming... Like, he would have been, like, a 32-year-old Bond. And instead it delayed it for, like, 7 or 8 years, and we still got, like, a middle-aged Bond from the beginning, from his first one out.
That sucks. Because who was it instead? Timothy
Dalton.
Dalton, yeah.
Who did, a couple of those movies. If you... Another one that's really weird is License to Kill, which is his second one. Living Daylights was his first, which did okay. Very 80s. The second one, he got a lot more creative control. He's like, I want to go for a more serious Bond. We've had a lot of goofy Bonds in the 80s.
It was like his, Batman, where you're like, let's start treating this character with a little bit more respect.
Yeah, it's not another villain where it's a puppet. Not that that happened, but like...
They're like, but we have so many!
But, so he's like, I'm going to do this. He's like, it's going to be really dark. It stars, like a Mexican drug dealer, drug lord is the bad guy, with a super young, Benicio del Toro as his main henchman.
Oh, wow.
The beginning of it is Bond as the best man at Felix's wedding, his guy from the CIA, who, Dr. Narcisse in the new ones. Well, he's only been in one, Casino Royale, but he's the best man at Felix's wedding. Felix and his wife get kidnapped by the bad guy, taken to his hideout. Felix is, like, thrown into alligators, has his leg eaten.
Get that.
His wife murdered and strongly hinted raped by Benicio Del Torres. And Bond just starts it meeting with M, and M's like, this is America's problem, not yours. And he just kind of is like, fuck this, I'm out of here. I'm going to take revenge. And then M's like, your license to kill has been revoked, Bond. You can't do this. And that's how it starts. Like, just a super dark James Bond movie. Oh, did God. Terrible.
That sounds like it would have been a pretty big, crazy jump for it.
Might have worked now, but back then it was too soon.
Do you think we need more, like, crazy James Bond villains? Like, do you miss them? Like, when you had, like, Odd Job and Jaws and Baron Schmedley. Like, you just have these cartoonish villains. Like, with weird gimmicks to them or notable features. Because, like, you look at a lot of the villains now, and it's, like, it's usually, like, a charismatic actor, but it's generally, like, it's a white guy, European.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, you know, middle-aged.
You get a hint of it in Skyfall.
But you don't get, like, I'm like, looking for, like, a guy who's, like, I'm using a cane, and I have eight balls for eyes.
I'm Baron Samedi.
I'm like, wow, this guy's wacky.
That's a good thing about Bond, is they can go through so many eras. Like, the next era, sure, I'd like to see it. It's kind of like the Batman movies. Like, if I wanted my super serious dark Batman, I got it with the Christopher Nolan series.
Now I can go back and I can have, like, a more...
So if the next one's more of a popcorn kind of Batman, that's fine. I think the Bond movie should be... I think after this, it should go to maybe, like, a little bit more... Like, not to the point I want to see Disney buy Bond, but, like, I want to see, like... I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit
like cartoonish. Like, I almost kind of wish it was back to, like, here you go, Bond. It's your watch that has a magnet in it and also can, you know, like, control this radio disc that hovers over your head and plays fart sound effects. Like, that would be very useful for, like, spies.
Uh-oh, the bad guys are coming in. Better call headquarters.
The fart machine's going off. Get them, Bonds, over there.
I'd like to see some of that. If nothing else, for more characters to play as.
Yeah, like, for more wacky, goofy GoldenEye characters. Although, I tried playing GoldenEye probably, like, 4 years ago. I was at MAGFest and they had it set up. That game did not hold up.
Really? Like, no. I think I played it in the last 6 or 7 years somewhere.
Maybe if I played it with other people, but I played it with friends. I played it with friends, though, there, and we were like, this is rough. And I think part of it's that, like, you know, we played so much Time Splitter since then, which is essentially the same game, but with, you know, improved mechanics, more options, better graphics, things like that. It was pretty rough going back into Bond. It's so weird to go back to that N64 controller, which is, like, it's such a counterintuitive controller when you go back. Like, at the time, I was like, this is perfect. When you go back, you're like, why does it have, like, an extra prong? It's, like, side to this that I'm never going to hold.
If somebody came to you and they're like, I'm going to shove a video game controller right up your ass. Which one would you least want it to be?
Oh, God, the N64. No, actually, that might go to the...
No PC one. No, like, but like giant.
The Xbox, the original Xbox one, that was like this. It was like that thick. It was huge.
Oh.
Because they introduced the S, like the Xbox controller S later, which was like the streamlined version. But the original controller was fucking huge. I might need to see this. Yeah, well, let me pull this up.
And so you're like, N64. Phew. I really dodged a bullet on... Oh, God, no.
Original Xbox controller.
The Nintendo Power Glove. Nobody used this.
That's so long. Like that flat thing. Look how fucking fat that is. It's the size of Wii, essential, or a PS2. It was enormous.
I forgot about that thing. That is pretty big.
Because that's what they... The one on the right's the one they eventually made it into. They made, like, the controller S, which is the one we used for, like, Time Splitters and all that. But that behemoth...
Because I was thinking the joystick on the 64, but eventually, as it's working its way up my love tunnel, it'll start bending back.
Does it go... What way? They can only do it from the...
Sideways.
So I get over the first hump, and it's like, well, it's going to be smooth sailing for that last prong.
Oh, the battery pack. I thought I picked the cord.
Rumble pack. Why did I install that before I put this in?
Can you at least take the batteries out so it doesn't still work?
So it still vibrate up my colon?
There was no rule about it being heavy.
I had to get the whole cord up too now. Why didn't I pick a wireless controller then?
Oh, I'm glad you showed me this, because if that ever happened, I would definitely be like, yep, pick the smart move, N64. I don't know, but the N64 is so many...
thing is the prongs on the N60. Like, you can only do it, I mean, as you said, sideways, and I just hope that, like, I'm like, well, that middle prong, the fuck, I meant the last part, is just like a baby.
Well, it's going to start with the one handle, and you're like, yeah, this isn't so bad, and then as soon as he turns it sideways, it's going to be like, oh, God, no.
You get to the second prong, like the middle one, you're like, oh, but then it's like a baby after you get past the head, like the rest just slides out, because it's the third prong, but it's smaller, so you're just like, well, my butt's still getting used to it, so that's just... But this thing is a monolith. Like, there's no good angle.
We're not even counting. There's no way that's... But the one that looks like the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, God, no. Like, you couldn't pay me.
Oh, well, that's the idea. Yeah. This wasn't a pay-for-game thing.
I'm just like, look, you can give me a pretty reasonable estimate. I'll shove a PS2 controller up my pooper any day. This, though, no mas. No mas.
I've thought about it. I'd love to work with you on this, but...
Looking at the size...
Mitt Romney, who brought a stirrup made of adamantium
judging by my estimates, I'm not really certain if this is going to work. Oh, God.
I've been taking some monster protein poops, but even that...
That's a little bit beyond. I haven't pooped enough for that. That's going to be beyond what I'm capable of, sir. Mr. Romney, I thank you for the opportunity. I will still go back in time and save Conan O'Brien's show. He's like, really? You can stop Hitler before he's born. I'm going to go back.
Actually, the first 7 times.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and save Conan's show, though, and make sure he gets to stay around. And maybe when we get back, we can talk about... I'll try shoving a Super Nintendo up my butt. Controller? No. It's just, I'm like, that's definitely more convenient than the controller. Like,
there's no price that you can pay me to that. Like, you thought this was a price, as I clearly have stirrups made of adamantium behind me.
And dirt nap to keep you down. Like, and you should probably... Oh, okay. Mr. Sinister's behind them. I wouldn't leave a dirt nap.
I'll jump over dirt nap, just head towards the door. Oh, good.
I know dirt nap tells you he's the big cheese of the Marvel Pantheon.
I know he says he's Galactus in disguise.
I know he says he's the big shit. Don't believe him. He's a rat who talks.
It tells you he's Galactus in disguise. I don't think...
Galactus doesn't really talk. A whole lot.
Nor does he have any idea who Dirtnap is.
Yeah, he doesn't come to Earth and he's like, oh, must send my silver sentries out to take out Dirtnap so I can consume this planet easily.
He doesn't come to Arby's to meet with the D squad of supervillains.
Maybe he's going to the other Arby's.
It's like he just drove right by it.
If you're going to the Arby's, it's further away. Oh, all right. I'm going to call it there.
Sweet. Do 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 do.